This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. Yes, indeed, it's your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we are brought to you by Prize Picks. It's America's number one fantasy sports app, with more than 3 million members, and you should be the next to join. Here's how you join. You download the Prize Picks app, you use my code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. You deposit 50, they give you 50. You deposit 75, they give you 75. You deposit 100, you get the idea. Download the Prize Picks app, use my code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. All you're going to do then is pick two or more players, and then pick more or less on their stat projections, and you're going to watch the winnings roll in. Monday night's a great night to do it. Braves home game against the Marlins, NBA playoff hoops, Stanley Cup playoffs. All these options are waiting for you. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100 with Prize Picks. Here's what's coming up today on a very busy show on our Ducks Dugout lineup. It is brought to you by Ducks Dugout. The Braves' winning weekend was all about that TDA. It was a fun one as the Braves took 2-3 against the world champion Rangers. A fun one for Travis d'Arnaud, which we'll cover coming up in a moment. Plus, I will share a Falcons trade scenario that makes so much sense. We have reached NFL draft week. It is here. We'll get into it coming up. And speaking of trades, yes, Trae Young trade season is 100% back, no matter what he or the team says about it. We'll cover all that in a moment after I do some bragging on Ducks Dugout. One of the coolest and biggest sports memorabilia showrooms in the nation is in our backyard in Marietta. You have to see it to believe it. As a sports fan or a collector, either way, you've got to check out Ducks Dugout. 8,000 square feet of rare and exclusive items waiting for you to check out. Plus, an awesome staff on hand at Ducks Dugout with 20 years experience in the industry to answer any questions you might have. I can't even sum it up by telling you, whether it's sports cards, rare memorabilia, jerseys, rare prints, they have stuff that I've never seen before. It is worth just checking out all that they have to offer by going out and seeing them at 2800 Canton Road in Marietta, or they have a store in Lawrenceville. You can always start your shopping online at ducksdugout.com. The Braves took 2-3 from the world champion Rangers this season. They lost Sunday night, but the Bravos improved to 14-6 after a blazing 20 games. Braves lost 6-4 last night, which ended their six-game win streak. Darius Vines made his second start, and he was okay till things kind of blew up on him at the end. He went 5 innings, gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, didn't walk anybody, struck out 2. He did give up 2 long balls, both on changeups. He threw 74 pitches in his start, 49 strikes, before he was done. The Braves got 2 scoreless innings from Dylan Lee with a walk and a couple of Ks. Tyler Matzek went an inning, gave up a soft contact hit, and then a long ball off the bat of Adolis Garcia for 2 runs. He struck out a batter, and Aaron Bummer had a good inning, no runs, and a couple of Ks. The Braves' offense last night got off to another flying start, and Marcell Ozuna was right in the middle of it again. Ozuna hit a 3-run bomb to give the Braves a 3-0 lead. Marcell now has a lead-leading 9 home runs, 27 RBIs, and I thought this was interesting, a note from Mark Bowman. Ozuna joins Christian Yelich in 2019 as the only major league players with 9 home runs and more than 25 RBIs in their team's first 20 games. They're the only 2 players to do that in their past 15 seasons. Marcell also joined Chipper Jones, and Dale Murphy is the only Braves to do that since RBI became an official stat in 1920. Chipper's year came in 1998. Dale Murphy's in 1985. So it tells you the rare company that Marcell is now in on this hot start. But the rest of the Braves' offense was pretty quiet, especially Austin Riley and Matt Olson, who are fighting it, to say the least. Those two combined last night to go 1-for-8 with 6 strikeouts. Speaking of fighting it, Matt Olson now in his last 6 games is 1-for-20 with 7 strikeouts, 4 of them in last night's game. But as the Braves usually do, they gave themselves a shot. They were down 6-3 in the 8th inning and had an opportunity, a big one. They got a base hit from Ronald Acuna to lead off the frame. They got a break when Michael Harris looked like he just flew out to Adolis Garcia. I don't know if Garcia lost it in the lights, but he dropped the ball, and all of a sudden the Braves had 2 on and nobody out. Then Austin Riley hit a seeing-eye little dribbler through the right side that scored a run, and all of a sudden you're in the game. It's 6-4. Matt Olson's up. You've got 2 on, but Matt struck out. Marcell Ozuna popped out, and then Orlando Arcia struck out to leave runners at first and third, and that was really the Braves' last chance. So they dropped the game, but they win the series with wins on Friday and Saturday night, and those wins were all about Travis d'Arnaud. Travis had a weekend for the ages, a 3-home run night Friday night in the Braves' 8-3 win. He had 6 RBI, including a grand slam in that one that broke the game open. It was a 3-3 tie at that point. Travis became the first Braves catcher, you ready, with 3 home runs in a game since Dale Murphy, when he came up as a catcher, did it in 1979. Then I saw this fun list of Braves players who have hit 3 home runs in a game since 1980. Travis joins Adam Duvall, who did it twice in 2020. Marcell Ozuna did it in 2020. Before that, Matt Kemp in 2017. Mark Teixeira in 2008. Chipper Jones in 2006. Andrew Jones in 2002. Before that, all the way back to Jeff Treadway in 1990. Ken Griffey in 1986. And Bob Horner, who hit 4 home runs in 1986. So pretty fun company for Travis d'Arnaud. The Braves now welcome in the Marlins tonight for the first of 3. Ronaldo Lopez will get the start. He got an extra day rest, so he'll go in game 1. Max Fried will go tomorrow in game 2, and then Chris Sale in the series finale on Wednesday. All right, it is NFL draft week, and I will share a Falcon trade scenario that makes a ton of sense. It's just one of these things that just never happens when we project it, but we'll have some fun with it coming up in a moment. But first, I want to talk about you guys saving some cash. It's so important. Everything's so expensive and getting more expensive by the day. Have you checked the rates on your home insurance? How about your car insurance? As rates continue to rise, it's so critical that you guys work with an independent insurance agency like the Rhodes Group. Clayton Rhodes and his team at the Rhodes Group in the northern suburbs of Atlanta have a goal to get you guys the best coverage, best policy, and also save you the most money. By shopping your rates, that's how they can do it. So again, it's important that you get at least 10, and I stress at least 10, home and car insurance rates shop for you. Let the Rhodes Group do that at no expense to you by logging onto their website at rhodes-group.com/churnoff. Use my last name. Again, Rhodes is R-H-O-A-D-S. rhodes-group.com/churnoff, or call them. They'll do the quotes over the phone at 678-341-9667 to check out the Rhodes Group. It is NFL draft week, finally. We get to this point, it's like, okay, lying season has been going on a while now. All the stuff that you're hearing is basically misdirection from teams and agents and scouts. But Thursday night, we'll find out finally what's going to occur. And for the Falcons, that'll mean picking number 8 unless they trade, which I want to talk about. I saw Mina Kimes on ESPN on NFL Live discussing some Falcon scenarios with Daniel Jeremiah. And what they had discussed was the Falcons trading back, maybe from 8 to 11 or 12 or even 13. As Mina Kimes said, everybody agrees the Falcons need pass rush help, but can they trade down and still get it? Daniel Jeremiah said, yeah, he agrees they could do it in theory, trading back 3, 4, or 5 spots and still landing one of the 3 best pass rushers in the draft or one of the top 2 corners. They both agreed, Mina Kimes and Daniel Jeremiah, that Dallas Turner was probably the number 1 pass rusher in the draft, the edge rusher from Alabama. But they said Verse and Latu are very close. And in some people's eyes, Latu might be ahead of Turner. In some eyes, Jared Verse might be. So it makes sense that if you could entice one of those teams at 11, like the Vikings or 12 like the Broncos or 13 like the Raiders to move up. Maybe it's for a receiver. Maybe it's a D tackle. Maybe it's a quarterback. If you're the Falcons, and let's say you traded with the Raiders back to number 13, in return, the Raiders give you their second-round pick and maybe a fourth-rounder, and I'm just spitballing. I'm not sure what the exact assets would be. But if you got that compensation from the Raiders, you would pick 13 if you're the Falcons. I still think you'd get one of the pass rushers, and if you think they're all graded very closely, Latu, Verse, or Turner, well, that would make sense because now you would pick 13, your own pick at 43 in round two. The Raiders pick the next on the board at 44. You would pick 74th in your own third-round pick, and then in the fourth, 109 and 112. So the Falcons would have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the top 112 picks? Like, that's a lot of draft ammunition and a lot of capital for just moving back five spots and still landing one of the pass rushers or, if you like, one of the corners, whether it's Quinyon Mitchell or it's Terrion Arnold, they're, one of those players will be available. We talk about these trades all the time, and the Falcons have not been one to trade back very much. Doesn't mean it won't happen on Thursday, and I would advocate for it. I mean, if you have Turner, let's just say, slightly ahead of Verse or Latu, but you can pick up those kind of draft assets, I think you have to consider it. I think it's a very valuable move for a team that I think needs upgrades at one of the safety spots next to Jesse Bates, the corner across from A.J. Terrell, two edge positions. They still need another wide receiver on offense. You can attack some of that stuff in those first three or four rounds. So we'll see if it happens, but I think it's something that makes a lot of sense if another team is willing to swap with the Falcons. So that's a trade that makes sense. A trade that doesn't might involve Trae Young, because Trae Young trade season, oh, it's 100% back, no matter what anybody with the Hawks or Trae has to say. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. First, I want to talk to you about making sure you have your insulation squared away at home. I don't know how you guys are as homeowners, but I know this. I'm a procrastinator, and a lot of times it ends up costing me money. So when I talk to you about things like insulation in April, while the temps are starting to creep up into the 80s, you know what it's going to be like around here in June and July and August. Temps in the mid-90s, humidity. You're going to be pumping out AC, and the last thing you want is that AC escaping your home because, like me, your home is under-insulated. Mine was, thankfully, USA Insulation. The great team at USA came out to my home. Ryan and his group did a free checkup on my insulation, essentially, and they could do it for you. They will come out to your home. They will give you guys the once-over to make sure everything is good to go in your house before the hot summer months, because what will happen at USA Insulation when we get to June or July, they'll be swamped and you'll be waiting for them to come out. Right now, they can do the free inspection, free consultation. And if you need the insulation upgraded, they're the only company that installs the USA Premium Injection Foam into your existing walls. And since it's now National Insulation Month, Ryan and his great team at USA Insulation have two offers that you get to pick from. One, any project you get on the books in April, they will do with free labor costs. It's going to save you a bunch of coin. Free labor or 0% financing for 72 months. Cost certainty for 6 years. Thank you, USA Insulation. Log on to usainsulation.net and have them out for the free consultation and the free inspection. Again, usainsulation.net. Now, if you're not headed down to Truist Park tonight and you want to catch baseball in the tube, or you want to watch the NBA playoffs or the Stanley Cup playoffs, I hope you'll consider my friends at the Daily Draft. We just stopped by over the weekend, saw all the great folks at the Daily Draft, and what we experienced is what I always brag about. Right there in downtown Woodstock on Main Street, in the heart of all the nightlife, the bars and restaurants, one of the best sports bar menus around. The best and biggest big screen in the suburbs. A craft beer bar. Self-serve taps along a beer wall where when you walk in, they give you an on-demand card for you to grab the brew you want when you want. Two stories, great views, all of it around you. Canton, Kennesaw, you're right around the corner from Woodstock in the Daily Draft. Alpharetta, Roswell, Milton, same with you guys. Go check out Sean Daly's great establishment at the Daily Draft. So we have reached that point in the offseason now that the Hawks have closed up shop. Trae Young and the Hawks, along with management, spoke to the media on Friday and said essentially what their offseason plans were. And Trae Young was asked the same stuff he gets asked every year. Does he want to be here? And he essentially said, yes, I want to be here, but I also want to win. He made that very clear. Now, the Hawks also, Landry Fields, their GM, said, yeah, we got to surround Trae with more, and yes, we want him here. Doesn't matter what Trae says. Doesn't matter what the Hawks say. because the rumors are always going to be there around Trey. Kurt Heelan of Basketball Talk said, quote, the Hawks are going to try to trade Trey Young. That's going to happen. He said, people I've talked to around the league say these calls are often going to happen around Trey. Now, he says, by the way, they're going to ask the Hawks if DeJounte Murray's available. People in the league just like DeJounte's game better. Quote again, where Trey Young doesn't defend, demands the ball, scores a lot of points and gets a lot of assists, and brings your offense up, he's an all-star and a borderline all-NBA player offensively, but there's a sense you can't really build a true winner around him. Kurt Heelan added, you could with DeJounte. They've got to move one of them. It's obviously not working. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this. You can always tell who really watches the Hawks and who doesn't. DeJounte Murray was billed as a really good defensive player when they traded for him. DeJounte's defense stinks. I mean, it's the most overrated notion that DeJounte's a good defensive player. He's been one of the biggest reasons why the Hawks' defense continued to be as bad as it is the last 2 years. At the same time, while Trey will never be good defensively, I think the last year was Trey's best defensive year. You saw that with the steals number. You saw with the effort he puts in. Again, he's limited because of his size, and that's not going to change, but I thought effort-wise it was Trey's best year. DeJounte has the skill set to be a good defensive player, but a lot of it in San Antonio was him getting in the passing lanes, stealing some passes, and ending with some finishes on the other end. DeJounte Murray's defense has not been good. And again, a lot of people don't watch the Hawks. They just sort of regurgitate or just follow or hear like it's parroting what other people say. The Hawks, in my opinion, this is clear. I've said over and over, I'm not trading Trey Young. I don't trade 27 points and 10 assists in the prime of his career. Now, is it difficult to build around your best player when he's 6'1 and a limited defensive player? Yes. But let's also think about building around DeJounte Murray. It's not much different. His size is better, but his defense is not good. And DeJounte is the lead on your team. That's also not what you want. If you're going to be a really competitive team, DeJounte's got to be the third, maybe the second best player if your first is a big-time star. But what is clear is Trey and DeJounte don't work together. Two point guards, they tried it. It just didn't work. If I'm the Hawks, I'm not trading Trey. But let me be clear, if I'm Trey Young, I am exploring other opportunities. I don't want to be in this organization anymore. If I'm Trey, I'm taking my view from 50,000 feet and seeing ownership and a front office that's a mess. I see a team that frankly doesn't feel serious about winning. I think serious teams go into the luxury tax and do whatever they have to do to hold on to the core of their team and not trade them off for money dumps as they've done year after year. So if I was Trey in Friday's chance to say goodbye for this season, I would have made it clear, yeah, I'm open to going somewhere else. I don't want to be a part of something that's not going to get right in the prime of my career. If I'm the Hawks, I move heaven and earth to keep Trey. If I'm Trey, I start exploring other things. This organization has got to figure out what they want to do, and I don't know if Landry Fields has a clue of how to build a roster. No idea. I haven't seen him make a move yet. I've seen Landry sit on his hands and just kind of explore deals without anything big happening. Remember, the Hawks had this enormous trade exception worth like $25 million. They've used about $2 million of it. They're not looking to explore everything they can do to be as good as they can be. And that's a frustration if I was Trey Young that would have me thinking about going somewhere else. We shall see what the offseason holds, but the trade rumors are not going to go away. I don't want you guys to go away. Rather, I'd have you guys subscribe to this podcast just so you guarantee it's waiting for you. We're available on every podcast platform. It'll be in your feed every morning at 10 a.m. if you do subscribe. I'll talk to you later this afternoon at 2 o'clock on the radio on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10 presented by Prize Picks.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.